Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying a Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our very special guest is fellow Rotarian Giorgio Ballestrieri, and we will be discussing Rotary's commitment to peace through service.
Buongiorno, Giorgio.
Buongiorno a tutti. Good morning.
That means good morning all.
Good morning all. Yes,
that's right. And we have absolutely exhausted my knowledge of Italian.
All right, let's go.
Well, fortunately, Giorgio will be here to fill us all in. He is, how long have you been a Rotarian, Giorgio?
Now 20 plus years.
20 plus years. And what club do you belong to for our listeners?
Only one club. This is a very special club. We are all special people. We make our club very special.
And what club is it, and why is that?
Because my club is the Pioneer Club number 6, the Rotary Club of New York, the Host Club of America.
Did you know that club was the host club?
But
I know that they eat at the Harvard Club for lunch.
Yum.
Is that right?
Yummy.
That's what I know.
So
about
Giorgio,
that club.
every year, Giorgio, Rotary International comes out with a motto.
Yes.
And the motto for the coming year is peace through service. And we know that you have a very special contact with that, and especially through the United Nations down in New York City. Tell us a little bit about your experience with the United Nations and Rotary's quest for peace.
Well, this is our program in our international division now 10 years.
Okay.
We started the breakfast at the United Nations just after 9/11, and we are bringing a message of peace all around the world. The biggest accomplishment of my club, of our International Service Division, was in Turkey. We put together 450 Rotarians from Turkey, Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia.
Let's give a little bit of the background.
Yeah.
There was a big conflict between Turkey and Armenia when?
We made peace.
I know, but way back.
We are ambassador of peace.
Okay.
Ambassador of friendship, I would say, not ambassador of peace.
All right.
And Can Soyak and myself, he's a Turk and a Muslim. I'm an Italian and a Christian.
And you lived in Egypt.
And I lived in Egypt.
You were brought
but
up in Egypt.
My family has a very, very, very strong history about crusades and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When Can Soyak and myself, we found each other at the road, and I said, I love your kids, you love mine, so let's make peace and let's work for peace. And indeed, we started that. And we brought together not one, not five, 450 Rotarians from that region. And that night, Armenian and Turks, they were dancing together. It was amazing.
That's fabulous.
And now we are continuing the good work in bringing some peace and understanding. We are working on the Syrian kids that are displaced for
right.
And they are in Turkey, guest of Turkey. So we are working with UNICEF to bring them some relief.
Well, that's wonderful. If Rotary can keep the peace or restore peace between the generations of hard feelings between Turks and Armenians. Giorgio, I attended a makeup meeting at the Tel Aviv Club in Israel, and I know they were reaching out to the Arab Rotarians.
Correct.
Rotarians break bread. That's one of the reasons we have luncheon and breakfast and dinner meetings. We break bread, and once you get to eat with somebody and get to know somebody,
things
it's very
change.
Hard to be angry with them. That's one of the great things about our youth exchange program, where our kids get overseas and overseas kids come here to the United States and they get to know about each other. And it's very hard to be mad when you get to know about each other.
Now,
but Giorgio, tell us a little bit about specifically what the United Nations does and what you do with the United Nations.
And your affiliation and how that all works.
I was just saying that we are a special club made by special people. And I would like to read you the invocation that I have in my Rotary, and the same invocation was given to Rotarians in Ankara that day, and we all prayed together.
Be delighted. Let's hear it.
If you hear this, you'll understand who we are and what we are doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In alphabetical order, Allah, Boga, Dieu, Dio, God, our Lord, great architect of the universe. We are the women and men of the Rotary Club of New York, the host club of America that consists of members from the entire world's great religions. A club that represents the nationality of five continents. A club that wants to make this a better world. We value people. We value life. And we care for humanity. Give us, Lord, the determination to serve our fellow human being in need, regardless of race, political, or religious beliefs. Give us the strength to overcome the challenges and promote peace and understanding around the world. Give us the enthusiasm and the pride of being Rotarians. Bless us all. Bless our fellow Rotarians far away from their family, giving service. Yes, it's very important how much we all give, but more importantly, how each of us give. And instead of amen, peace through service.
That's fabulous,
Peace
Giorgio.
Through service.
That's
I think
fabulous.
That sums it up.
So, Giorgio, let's talk a little bit about yourself. When did you come to the United States?
Oh, I came to the United States in 1980.
I guess that you weren't born here because it's not a Brooklyn accent like I've got.
No, it's a Tuscan accent.
Tuscan?
Yes, I was born in Tuscany. I was raised in Egypt.
Uh-huh.
Then I spent 18 years, 6 months, and one day in the Italian Navy, going around the world. And then I came to the U.S., keeping going around the world. How I became a Rotarian? I became a Rotarian in El Salvador. I'm a specialist in security systems, so I work for governments. I was in El Salvador with a friend of mine, a Rotarian.
Mm-hmm.
He was bringing in all the Rotaries in Venezuela, Panama, Honduras, everywhere, Tegucigalpa. And one day, we were in El Salvador, and it was not a quiet situation. They were shooting in the streets. And he tells me, let's go to Rotary. Are you crazy? Let's stay in here. They're shooting in the street. No, let's go to Rotary. We went to Rotary on top of the hills, was at the Holiday Inn on top of the hills in El Salvador. And who were there? A bunch of Rotarians from New York.
Is that right?
Yes. And they said to me, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing this. I'm going around doing some good in security, airport security at that time. And they told me, why don't you become a member of the Rotary? I say, I can't, because I'm always around the world. They said to me, we are a special Rotary. We are the Pioneer Club number 6. We gave the constitution to the Rotary International. And your attendance, it's not mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
What is mandatory? You have to be a Rotarian every day, not just once a week.
Well, that's
every
a mouthful,
day of your life.
Isn't that? That's
so I said, well, I would like to be sponsored. They sponsor me. I joined the Rotary. I kept going around the world at Rotary clubs. And the first time I started to join the Rotary in New York was after 1 year and a half that was already a Rotarian. I'm telling you, I've seen so much. I've seen so good that I think each of us is so special, and we make special each Rotary where we are in.
Well, Giorgio, the fact that you've been around the world, met so many people, both in your career with the Italian Navy and living overseas in Egypt, and now as a Rotarian doing so much travel, is that what gave you your commitment to peace through service? Because when you meet people around the world, as you and I have done and Sarah has done, you realize everyone has the same concerns. They want the best for their kids. They want good health. They want happiness. Is that what inspired you?
Inspire me, and we set up a nice platform at the United Nations called the Public-Private Alliance for Rural Development. And with that, we practically brought a lot of good things around the world. With the international division, we donated 480 computers to Madagascar.
Uh-huh.
And that was not the end. Then the peace process between Armenia and Turkey. And then another fantastic project of the Rotary Club of the International Division, also in Madagascar. Last year we gave 6,000 hearing aids to Madagascar. All this without, and I'm proud to say this, without the intervention of our foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Because our foundation cannot give money abroad. So I raise awareness, I raise funds outside the Rotary Club of New York to do special projects in other countries like Madagascar, Haiti, Dominican Republic, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing the beauty you see. There is also something that are very ugly around the world. But when you see the smile of a mother that you save from AIDS, when you see the smile of a kid that instead of being dead, unborn, is born and can live a good life, when you see the smile of a kid that start to take the water from one of our wells,
yeah,
it's different.
And you know what, Giorgio, we're going to find out more about some of the great things you've done through Rotary in just a moment. But first, let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary on the air and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org, including our friends at the Rotary Club of Oxford Spires, the United Kingdom, who are regular listeners. My name is Jonah Trebois, and my co-host is the lovely Sarah O'Connell. And our very special guest is Giorgio Balestrieri, and we're talking about his commitment and Rotary's commitment of peace through service. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, Millbrook, and Poughkeepsie, Arlington.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
After thousands of years, after crippling millions of children, polio will soon be stopped forever. All over the world, people are joining the men and women of Rotary to end polio now. People like Jackie Chan and Jane Goodall.
We are this close.
This close.
People like Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
This close.
People like you. Be a part of history. Help Rotary end polio now at rotary.org/endpolio. We are this close.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
It's Ribfest time.
And Highland Rotary invites you to their 8th annual Hudson Valley Ribfest at the Ulster Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday, August 18th and 19th, starting at 11 a.m.
Enjoy live entertainment, delicious award-winning barbecue, and cooking demonstrations. Fun for all ages.
And all this for just $5. And that includes the parking and entertainment.
Save the date. Hudson Valley Ribfest, August 18th and 19th.
For more information, contact HudsonValleyRibFest.org. That's HudsonValleyRibFest.org.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this second half of this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Trebwasser, and we have our very passionate fellow Rotarian, our friend, Giorgio Balestrieri, and we're discussing Rotary's commitment to peace through service and what Rotary can do in this world. Filled with conflict.
In that's Giorgio's honor, Jay Verzi, our engineer, is playing the immortal Dean Martin singing Amore. Because Giorgio's from Tuscany. Giorgio is a man of the world. He's been
yes,
in Egypt,
actually, he's
been
lived
in the Italian
in,
Navy
lived
around
everywhere.
The world.
And we wanted to get into, in this segment, a little bit more of Rotary's so committed to peace internationally, globally, and so many of the initiatives, that's a common thread through whatever project Rotary is doing, whether it be clean water, literacy, fighting diseases, helping communities that need the most help. And Giorgio, what can Rotary do in the world today that this last century has been fraught with one war after another, after another, yeah, I mean, after another? Name some. I mean, just
Sarah,
bring
you
us.
You make a good point, Sarah. Since World War I, Giorgio, we've had nonstop war. World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, the conflicts in the Middle East, Afghanistan. Does it ever get you discouraged, or do you still push ahead for peace through service?
I'm discouraged to see there are no Rotary clubs in Syria, no Rotary clubs in Iran. I remember in our quest for peace, very subtly, we created two Rotary clubs in Cyprus, in the Turkish side of Cyprus. Once those two were created, the Rotarians from the Greek side and Rotarians from the Turkish side, they start to meet.
And again, there was an age-old conflict.
And again, you have peace because what we feel as Rotarian, we cannot have less than peace.
Well, you know, Giorgio, as you and I are both students of history, we know that during World War II, or before World War II in 1933, one of the first things that Adolf Hitler did in Germany was ban Rotary clubs.
Correct.
Because of Rotary's commitment to brotherhood and peace. So what are some of the things Rotary's doing and the United Nations, through your good efforts, are doing to assure peace around the world or combat diseases, as Sarah says, to make people think about living together in harmony?
What we do at the United Nations, in a very, very quiet way, we call that diplomacy under the table.
Oh, explain that.
We go around, we are friendly with the ambassadors, and we ask questions. If I have this other ambassador from the other side agreeing on this, will you agree? I said, well, if you put it this way, yes. Then I go to the other ambassador. If I convince the other ambassador to do this, do you accept it? If he says yes, I tell them, give me some time and I'll work something. And that's what we have done. I cannot tell you explicitly where and when, but we have done that.
So let's just make the point for our listening audience that Rotary is the only service organization in the world that has a seat at the United Nations. And this is what Giorgio is referring to with his work. I guess you and Helen are both.
We are proud Rotarians of the Rotary Club of New York.
Yes.
Helen made my success story at the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Because Helen authorized me to do this extra curriculum meetings at the United Nations.
Diplomacy under the table.
So she allowed me to do that. Then I took a trip around the world, mm-hmm. and I went to meet all the Rotaries in Hong Kong, Bangladesh, India, Turkey, and so on. And I came back.
And not to interrupt you, but just for our listening audience, to make a point that once you're a Rotarian, you can go to any Rotary Club
any
in the
Rotary
world
the
and
world.
Walk in and say, I'm here from the Rotary Club of New York. I'm a visiting
like a
Rotarian,
cousin.
And you're immediately accepted into the meeting. So anyway, so continue. You're traveling and you're visiting
but
other
it's
clubs.
But it's not me. I'm just one.
But you have a lot of passion and a lot
but
of energy.
I have
energy.
A lot of passion because I have people with me that they have the passion.
And energy begets
and
energy.
See,
or passion begets passion.
I had to stop doing my good work because I became president. Once you're president, you have to stay there every Monday and be the president of everybody.
Of your club.
But what I've done as president, I let the people to do what they feel to do good. And before we close here, I have to really to give mention to the people that they have done.
Okay, well, let's recognize some of these people, people that you've collaborated with and you feel have made a difference in these certain areas.
One is, for instance, the International Service Division. Joseph Klee is the alternate representative of the Vatican at the United Nations. He's a member of our Rotary. Joseph is the one that is running the International Breakfast at the UN since November 2001. David Stillman, he became a Rotarian, but David Stillman with me, we created a public-private alliance for rural development. Now, David Stillman is doing a great job in Haiti for the cooking stoves. Then Ambassador Francis Dubois and Raymond Knowles supporting visiting Rotarians from Italy, 92 this year, from Calabria, from Florence and Padua. The bishop. We have the bishop and the nuns of Fraternité Notre Dame for the hard humanitarian work they have done in Haiti, Chad, and Mongolia. And then Mr. Rotary, Barney Barnett, the Rotary representative of the United Nations, mm-hmm. for the great work he has done for Polio Plus. And you have a guest here, Fredley Kaplan, for her global work with Gift of Life.
Yes, yeah, we've interviewed her, haven't we?
Rotary, sure.
Yes.
Rick Martin, François Lacour, Médecins Sans Frontières, for the humanitarian work that they have done around the world. And John German. John German is the actual chair of the International Service Division. He has done with Ambassador Zina Andrea Rivello, that is one of our honorary members, they deliver 6,000 hearing aids in Madagascar.
Hearing aids, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. How many of these people do you personally convince to do this? Because you are just a bundle of energy, and I'm sure nobody dares say no to you.
I didn't convince anyone. One thing I'm saying,
yeah.
If you don't ask, they'll never tell you no.
No.
And I don't take no for an answer.
Not in his vocabulary.
So one day, 5 years ago, Giorgio Giovannoni is a doctor from Padova. Mm. Became a member of our Rotary. He said to me, I want to do this hospital in Benin. I said, we don't have money. So we went to the World Health Organization that day, thanks to Barney Barnett. I said, we want to do this. And the World Health Organization said, no, this is, you want to do it? So we found the money after 5 years. Last year, we inaugurated a hospital in Cotonou, in Benin. Now, in that hospital, we've also the Bate Relief in Dominican Republic and Haiti, and the one in Benin, will start a test for HIV. Almost a real-time test. So you can indeed give some medicine to the mother before the baby's born.
So it breaks that cycle.
This is the great work we are starting to do this year. And now I'm not anymore as president, and I'll be ready to
being president of your club. I know. I
as
think
a matter
that's
of fact,
so
I'm leaving
honorable.
Here, and I have a meeting at UNICEF. For
the Haiti project,
for this Haiti project and the Dominican Republic project, and. I don't know if I mention everybody, but again, my club is a special club because we have special people, and those special people made the Rotary Club of New York.
And I'm sure you attract special people.
I don't attract special people.
Because you are special.
They attracted me.
Well, you are
attracted me.
You are a exemplary Rotarian and definitely live the humanity in motion motto.
And Giorgio, in the minute we have left, we have people listening. We have a lot of Rotarians listening. But we also have a lot of people who aren't Rotarians who listen. Based on your experience and the enthusiasm and the great joy that you got out of helping others, if for 45 seconds you've got now to convince 50,000 people why they should join Rotary.
They should join Rotary visiting any Rotary club in the world and see how good Rotarians are in their community.
In their community. Good point.
In their community. And then they should adopt in their policy and of their companies the four-way test. It works very well
Which
in business.
Which is the four-way test? Is it the truth?
Is it fair to all concern?
Will it build goodwill and better friendships?
Giorgio, finish it up.
Is it beneficial to all concerned?
Giorgio, that's
at the end of everything, even in business. When you deal with somebody and say, is this the truth? Is beneficial? Yes, shake hands
and do it.
Giorgio Balestrieri, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary, and thank you for everything you've done for peace through service. And young lady, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, today we're sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treboiser. Thank you for tuning in, and remind you to join us again at this same time next week for another edition of Radio Rotary. Gettleson, Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com. Juddelson.com.
Juddelson, Giordano & Siegel, your essential partner in business.